The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Las Vegas and T-Mobile Arena to take on their divisional rivals, the Golden Knights. It's the second meeting of the season series after the season opener that started off so well for Sharks hockey and ended so disastrously.
Now the Sharks take it back. Klingberg lost it. Nedeljkovic is going to come way out of the net. This is dangerous. He snapped it forward. Oh, no! Empty net! Vegas is going to win as they score. Riley Smith taking advantage of Nedeljkovic, who came way out of the net. And Smith had the empty net. And Nedeljkovic just can't believe it. A good effort for most of the game spoiled on a bouncer to tie the game from Eichel with an extra attacker on, and then a turnover in a one-on-one situation in overtime. Riley Smith wins it for Vegas.
But the Sharks have come a long way since that opening night debacle, and in fact, the bounce back from a 6-0 loss in Colorado to the game last night against Vancouver was a huge jump forward for the Sharks. Adam Gaudette got credit with the game-winning goal after making a very smart play at the side of the net that got reviewed by the Situation Room in Toronto. When the goal was confirmed, the Sharks were able to celebrate a victory. Gaudette played on a line with Alex Wenberg at center and William Eklund on the left wing. And he says the line juggling actually benefited the way they needed to play, not only against the Flames, but perhaps against the Golden Knights.
No, it's big.
You
know, obviously coming out.
I thought we played well. Yeah. Those guys are a lot of fun to play with.
And
we were close to each other, supported each other. And we had a lot of scoring chances there. And, you know, on the defensive side, I felt like we did our job and we got pucks out and when we needed to. And you know, I think the team as a whole played well, and they're doing the little things right, and, you know, that's how you win games.
Both Will Smith and William Eklund ended lengthy goalless droughts. For Eklund, it was the end of a 9-game dry spell that went back to the end of October against New Jersey. He was thrilled with that, but he also said that the game, the way that it was played, meant a lot more to the team in the way that they win, as opposed to who scored the goals.
No, it's big. You know, obviously coming out and getting that win, those bounce-back games are really important, but now also we got to stick some games together.
Will Smith also talked about the importance of the team sticking together and responding to what happened in Denver.
Yeah, I think we've touched on it. It's a long season, so you got to learn from games, but you got to bounce back quick, and I thought it was a great response.
Smith says to keep things going, you have to be consistent. That important letter C in the four C's that Ryan Warsawski preaches each and every game.
Yeah, it's consistency is the main word there. I think, when we get a string couple W's together, it definitely helps out in the playoff picture. And, you have four games a week, most weeks, so you got to, make sure you're dialed in for all four.
One of the most important parts of the game yesterday was when the Sharks didn't panic when they were challenged. The extracurricular activities were certainly a place where the Sharks could have folded, but they stuck together. And William Eklund says that's hugely important.
For sure, you know, it's going to be one of those greasy games sometimes where you got to stick up for each other and you got to, hold each other's back, and I think that's something we did yesterday.
Another part of the game was when the Sharks managed the puck and the time on the ice quite well. Mario Ferraro, who was over 27 minutes played in the game, was on the ice at the critical moment. And understanding how much time was left in the game and where the puck was in his defensive zone, he just pressed the puck against the boards, killed the clock, and allowed the game to get closer to ending. Eklund also says that that's something you have to pay attention to.
For sure. I don't know if it's, for the regular audience, you don't see that maybe, but, some of those plays are the most important in the game, coming out on the ice and doing the things that wins those games. It's so much more than just scoring goals and getting points. It's a lot of those things that those guys have been doing great at. Just a great job.
The Sharks scored two power play goals in the game, and one of them was scored by Will Smith. He says he was really happy to see the results that they've been working on for the last few weeks.
Yeah, we knew we had to step that up. I think we've talked about it, the power play can win you some games, and I think when we're snapping around, it definitely helps the team and just momentum too in general.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski also noted that getting multiple power play goals in a single game was a big step forward.
Huge, really important, right? Special teams was really the difference in the game. So power play came through, penalty kill was outstanding.
What are the key factors in the Sharks' success in the month of November? For Colin Graf, who's had a lot of different pressure put on him to fill a variety of roles, there are many different reasons.
A lot of things, you know. I think the start of the year, we obviously didn't get some bounces. You look at the first two home games, right? Played great and, you know, didn't get the results. I think that we got a lot of results in this month. There might have been some games where it was the opposite. We didn't play as well as we could and we managed to find a win, but that's what good teams do. You know, they find different ways to win sometimes. You know, today was the special teams. Obviously the power play had two and the PK was good, so it was sort of a special teams game, just finding different ways to win as a team.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski also talked about a five-on-five confrontation where Graf stopped Connor Garland in a critical moment of the game. He says that shows a lot of growth for the young man and for the team around him.
Yeah, we've asked for a lot from Colin. You know, he's been on the power play, big time on our penalty kill, late in games, checking line, been up in the top six. So, you know, I thought it was a good game from him. That play in particular was something that we've talked about is staying into people and not coming off and staying on the hunt. So did a really good job defending Garland there.
But of course, through it all, the goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov has been outstanding. Askarov picked up the big win yesterday with a 32-save performance. It was his eighth victory in the month of November, which tied an all-time Sharks franchise record held by Yevgeny Nabokov, who did it twice in November of 2000 and December of 2000. That's eight wins in a single calendar month. Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start today, but everybody was marveling about the goaltending of Askarov yesterday, including a crazy moment right after Macklin Celebrini hit the post and he was forced to make a very important save while the Sharks had a 5-on-3 power play.
Off the draw, Sharks win it. Klingberg dishes off. Slap shot off the goalpost for Macklin Celebrini. Oh, so close for Macklin. He ripped that baby, but it just rang off the pipe and went the other way. Oh, no! Elias Pettersson in front gets a chance shorthanded, and that's a spectacular save by Askarov. Seconds after Celebrini hits the post, Askarov stops Elias Pettersson to hang on with 6:33 to go in the period and a minute two left in a 5-on-3 Sharks power play.
And then, of course, as the game came to a conclusion, Askarov was there.
Wendberg against Elias Pettersson on this faceoff. Left side of Askarov. 19.2 seconds to go. Pettersson wins the draw. Sherwood put it back to the point. Hughes shoots through a screen. Great save by Askarov. Dropping down to his knees and making another clutch stop against the Canucks, who are trying to come back in this game on the power play.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski says that Askarov's goaltending has given the team a shot in the arm at critical moments.
He's confident. He's calm. Even the 6-on-4, the 6-on-5, he's seeing pucks, looks really calm. He's not kind of, you know, sliding all over the place. And in a sense, he's very in control. So he's playing at a high level.
Adam Gaudette certainly noticed some of those big saves that Askarov was making.
Yeah, he's been so much fun to watch and so much fun to have in this locker room. And he's a huge part of our team. And, you know, he's an exciting player and he's made some big saves. And, you know, he's got such a great personality that the guys really want to fight for him and do anything we can in front of him to make his life easier. But he's been a hell of a attendee for us.
Will Smith also talked about Askarov's contributions.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I think he's won us a couple games, and it's pretty nice when you see him back there. And we have all the trust in the world in him.
For tonight's game against Vegas, Nick Leddy and Shakir Mukhamudulin get back into the lineup on defense with Alex Nedeljkovic starting in goal. Those are the only lineup changes, as Sam Dickinson, Vinny Desharnais, and Vinny Iorio all sit out tonight. Vegas lost their last game yesterday at T-Mobile 4-1 to the Montreal Canadiens in spite of outshooting the Canadiens 31-19. They're winless in their last four games. And Will Smith says you can't play with fire when dealing with a Vegas team that has several key players struggling in the goal-scoring department.
Definitely. I think they've got a bunch of guys over there that can really change the game at any point. So it's a big Western Conference battle and definitely a rivalry from those playoff series a couple years ago.
Don't forget to tune in to San Jose Sharks Vegas Golden Knights hockey starting at 6:30 Pacific time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Find us on the app, online, or one of our terrestrial radio network affiliate stations. Jamal Mayers joins me with all of the exciting play-by-play. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.